Well, the Police Association says the latest pay offer did nothing to close the pay gap between officers and teachers or nurses. 75% of union members rejected it. A police officer in training gets $56,219. That will increase to $75,063 for an officer in their first year, and for an officer in their fifth year, that would be up to $82,773. That's including superannuation subsidies and extras. Now, the latest offer included a $5,000 salary increase for all officers, backdated to November last year, as well as another 4% this July and again next year. Police Minister Mark Mitchell told us he was disappointed at the rejection of the offer.
This new offer is almost a quarter of $1 billion above what was offered back in August of last year. That is a significant amount of money. Teachers and nurses were negotiated under the previous government when they borrowed $100 billion, and we're now paying $8.5 billion annually in interest. Those were negotiations that were done under the previous government. As the incoming government, we are dealing with a very difficult and challenging fiscal situation for us as a country. We are living beyond our means, and if we aren't responsible, and if we're not willing to make tough decisions along the way, then our future as a country is pretty bleak.
Well, the Police Association President Chris Cahill is with us now. Kia ora, good morning, Chris. The Minister says that was the best offer they could come up with. What was wrong with it?
Morena. Yeah, look, we acknowledge they've improved the offer. I think we need to be really clear. This $250 million increase he's talking about, one offer was a two-year offer, one's over 3 years, and it costed over 5 years. So it's smoke and mirrors, that figure, I'm afraid. It's just not reality. But look, the real key why it was rejected, and a massive rejection, 75%, is it didn't address some key things. It didn't address the fact that they've fallen so far behind against inflation in the last few years. It didn't address the fact that teachers are getting a 4% higher increase over the two-year period. And it didn't address the issue that police officers, after 6 years, are earning $22,000 less than a nurse and are similarly less than teachers. So those are the three key points that people voted against this on.
So you're very wedded to the payoffs that were given to teachers or nurses.
Well, we're already well behind them. So I think it's really important that we don't fall further behind. And that's why we're not being greedy. It's not like we're going out and saying we want a 20% pay rise. We know there's fundamental issues that have to be fixed in the police remuneration system. We're not asking for that this time, but we're asking for at least to get parity with those teacher increases that have been received in the last 2 years.
So a massive rejection by your members. Did you make any progress at all?
Yeah, no, we did. And we acknowledge the government has improved the offer. I mean, the biggest step forward is an agreement to move towards paid overtime. That's something that obviously nurses have, fireys have, every police force in the world have. Police haven't had that. So a move to that is a good improvement. And there are some other things that have moved along there, but we're still too far apart. And, I mean, we've never had 85% of our members vote before. It's a massive vote. Mm. And for 75% of them to reject it, it sends a pretty clear message to the government and the police that they need to lift the game.
So arbitration is the next step.
Yeah, that's right. We have a system of final offer arbitration where an independent arbitrator listens to submissions from both sides and has to choose one or the other. They can't choose something in the middle. They can't choose a bit of one and a bit of the other. It's either one or the other. So it's really important that police come to the party and lift their final offer arbitration position. We can't afford to lose and have a deal that would just disengage so many members who are clearly unhappy as it stands.
Mm, well, speaking of that disengagement, what are you hearing from members around moving to Australia or leaving the force?
Yeah, well, certainly there's a lot of talk. I'll acknowledge that we haven't had as many go to Australia as I might have thought, but anecdotally what I'm hearing is they're waiting to see the outcome of this pay deal to see whether that fixes the big gap. But certainly we know we've had, close to 250 who have applied and many more in the wings waiting to hear how those people get on, but also how this pay deal settles.
Thanks for your time this morning. That was the Police Association President Chris Cahill just talking there about the massive rejection by police of the government's latest pay offer.